Chapter 2. Nixon Takes Charge, 1969. Huddled in their dark overcoats to beat the wind and cold drizzle, the leaders of official Washington gathered on the platform on the east front of the Capitol, facing the National Mall, on January 20, 1969, to witness Richard Milhouse Nixon sworn in as the nation's 37th president. Nixon had long imagined this moment, believing it should have happened 8 years earlier. With his wife, Pat, holding the two Milhouse family Bibles, each open to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4, Nixon took the oath of office from his fellow Californian, Chief Justice Earl Warren, and then turned to address the crowd of 250,000 Americans gathered below him. Nixon spoke to a tired nation seeking direction and vowed to provide it. His government will listen, Nixon said. We will strive to listen in new ways, to the voice of quiet anguish, the voices that speak without words, the voices of the heart, to the injured voices, the anxious voices, the voices that have despaired of being heard. Those who have been left out, we will try to bring in. Those left behind, we will help to catch up. It was as if he had rays coming out of his eyes, said Nixon's new chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman. Gone, as influential columnist James Reston would write in the next day's New York Times, was the hawkish, political, combative, anti-communist, anti-democratic Nixon of the past. In his place stood an assured 56-year-old man, trying to distance himself from his earlier image. As we learn to go forward together at home, let us also seek to go forward together with all mankind, Nixon continued. Let us take as our goal, where peace is unknown, make it welcome. Where peace is fragile, make it strong. Where peace is temporary, make it permanent. After a period of confrontation, we are entering an era of negotiation. Perhaps Nixon actually meant the words when he said them. After two consecutive summers of riots burning the heart of American cities, and a president